This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Colorado and the city of Denver over immigration policies. In the suit filed late today, the Trump administration asked the court to block several state and local laws they say interfere with federal immigration enforcement. The president's Justice Department has filed similar lawsuits against Chicago and New York. In response to this evening's filing, a spokesman for Denver says the city, quote, will not be bullied or blackmailed. State lawmakers abandoned an effort today attempting to override the governor's veto of a bill giving governments more time to respond to open records requests. The bill would have extended response deadlines for those requests for everyone except journalists. Kathy Kipp, a state senator from Fort Collins, sponsored the bill. She says she'll work this summer with critics on a new version.
We decided that it was better to seek common ground than to, frankly, make people take a vote that makes them look non-transparent.
Governor Polis says he vetoed the measure in part because he doesn't want to treat people differently when it comes to fulfilling records requests. Colorado's pro basketball and hockey teams will both try to make the second round of their playoffs tomorrow. The Denver Nuggets are back on their home court hosting the LA Clippers. The Colorado Avalanche will be in Dallas. Both series have gone the maximum 7 games, which means tomorrow night's winners move on and the losers' seasons are over. And there's a big round of moisture flowing towards Colorado, and it's going to bring a lot of rain for the Front Range and snow possibly for the high country Monday through Wednesday evening. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.